Let's head over to the phones right now. We'll find our friend Congressman Don Manzullo on the line. Congressman, good morning to you.
How are you this morning?
We're good. How's everything going with you?
Well, it's pretty busy, but going to finally take a couple of days off and actually going to go to Mount Vernon today and be a tourist. So,
oh, how nice!
It's the town has a lot of opportunities, but the only time I'm here is when we're in session normally and working away like crazy. So I said, no, I'm going to take a couple of days off and visit some of the treasures of the city.
Not a bad plan at all.
No.
And you don't have to fly to get there, which is nice considering what's happening. Got to ask off the top, the TSA controversy, the pat-downs, the full-body scans. What's the vibe in Washington? How do you weigh in on what's happening at the airports?
You've got two competing interests. The first is, obviously, is the safety of us passengers getting on, because I live on airplanes. And what the public really is not aware of is the intensity of the threats of personal attacks by Al Qaeda. I mean, for example, just in their online magazine, if you want to read it this morning, they talked about they put up pictures of UPS airplanes and trucks. Bragging that they only spent $4,200 to cause the chaos that they did. And so you've got that, and then there are very specific threats that are coming into Homeland Security about what people are doing in order to camouflage, to smuggle contraband onto the aircraft. Weigh that against the personal intrusions and the inconvenience, what I have seen some pretty unjustifiable probing going on by TSA as to what they believe is necessary to protect the American public. I don't know if you saw the one of the viral videos going on YouTube. Is a little boy about 5 years old. He actually took his shirt off.
Yeah.
I mean, please, couldn't they have just kept the rubber gloves on and gone underneath it?
Well, and then the other thing, though, Congressman, that you need to look at a five-year-old boy like that, really, does he, I know that we can't profile, of course, because that would be politically incorrect, so instead we'll bog things down by stripping a five-year-old boy. That just doesn't seem to make much sense.
Well, what there may be, and again, I'm not defending it, is that the specific threats would be coming in, that the least likely subjects would be the ones that would be carrying the contrabands onto the airplane. And so TSA is actually going ballistic, trying to figure out what to do. But I mean, there are abuses taking place that poor fellow that had his bladder removed because of cancer. And he told the folks, he said, look, if you're going to pat me down, take me to a private area, and don't touch the sack that's attached to him, because it'll break the seal. And they sort of laughed at him. And there are very specific rules that when somebody requests a pat-down in private because of a medical condition, that they're supposed to forward that to them. And so they went in there, and notwithstanding the passenger's warnings, they broke the seal, and the man had to travel the rest of the trip with his own urine spilled all over his body. I mean, that's inexcusable. That's ignorance on the part of TSA trainers who have not properly taught that, or the TSA people who simply are not intelligent enough to take the educational background they've been given for the searches, and that's where we have the problem. Now, let me tell you the big problem. I was at here about a year ago, and trying to get through security, and it was lunchtime. Only two gates were open, and people were back up by the hundreds. And so I told the person taking the gates, I said, I'm a member of Congress. I'd like to talk to the administrator here. And he came over, and he said, what's the problem? He said, the problem is your people are eating at lunchtime. I said, look at all the people backed up. And I said that because Congress establishes the rules, not because I was asking for any special consideration. You know, I stand in line like everybody else as well as I should. And he said, well, you know, he said, duly noted. I figured, well, you know. And, but then for the next several months, there were plenty of inspection gates open. Last time I came back again, the same thing. I mean, people were back up everywhere. And where were the people? Where were the TSA people? And why weren't the gates all open when all the people were there? That's just poor scheduling. You know, that's not an issue of the backup line. It's not an issue of the what most people consider, and I also do, over intrusive searches on the part of the American people. But the personnel simply weren't there to keep the gates open. I mean, that's just dumb.
Congressman Don Mandula with us here on Straight Talk on WROK. I want to move on. I mean, probably the next issue on people's minds is the tax rates. What's going to happen in 2011? We still don't know.
Let me go through about a dozen items that are on the front burner that most people are not looking at, but I am because I'm really concerned about them. Again, you can start with those tax rates for actually 2 years. The Democratic leadership of both the House and the Senate, I have refused to do anything about it. They keep on saying, well, we want extend the tax cuts for the middle class, but not for the so-called rich. Well, it's that top 2%. It's about $700 billion in additional taxes over 10 years, but half those people are small business people. So one of the reasons why the recovery is stalled is that the small business people, I don't know whether they're going to be paying additional taxes or taking that money and reinvesting it into back into their businesses again. And so the argument continues with this class warfare going on and on and on. It's the rich people that create the wealth. And that's just the way it is. You can't build a facility unless you have lots of money. And so that continues. But look what's happening here. China's expansion in the South China Sea. They're going all throughout the South China Sea saying, we own everything, gobbling up the minerals, et cetera. China's economic takeover of Cambodia, they're actually building a train now that'll go all the way to Singapore. North Korea and the uranium enrichment facility. The economic meltdown because of debt in Ireland and other European countries. The United States buying our own treasuries with fictitious monopoly money that's simply being printed by the Federal Reserve. The START Treaty with the Senate, Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, the $1 trillion bailout of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, and thus the future of financing homes in the future, the huge shortfalls in state budgets, with many states thinking of completely dropping out of Medicaid. I mean, that's just, I'm just writing those down as they come to my head, and probably three-fourths of those are within the jurisdiction of the Foreign Affairs Committee and the Banking Committee, on which I sit. So it's a pretty full plate.
Indeed. I want to also get an update from you. We talked, there's an article in the Tribune last Sunday. We mentioned it last week on the Thompson prison.
Mm-hmm.
And the article in the Trib kind of said things are status quo right now. The prison is now completely empty because it was in the process of being prepared to be sold, but there's not been a lot of movement there. Do we have any sort of resolution or thoughts?
Here's what happened. The debate started on this thing on November 13th of last year. It's when I found out that there were plans to buy Thompson and use it to house the terrorists and also a portion of it for a federal prison. And it was at that point that I said that Congress is not interested in moving Gitmo Bay to the United States, but there is great interest in buying more, opening more federal facilities, especially at a bargain rate when you can pick up a prison for $176 million. And so the president and Dick Durbin and I, disagreed, and then when it became apparent that Congress did not want Gitmo to come, all three of us are on the same page. And the problem is that the leadership in the House and the Senate never introduced a budget. There never was a vote on the individual bills that fund the various departments, including the Bureau of Prisons. And so even though the House and Senate have voted separately to spend over $200 million to purchase Thompson, at this point the money is not there, or it hasn't been put into it had them put into, we'll call it a mini budget, in order to buy it, you know, within the next 10 months before the end of the fiscal year, which is September 30th of 2011. And so we're looking to Senator Durbin again to help out the folks in Illinois to try to stick that in somewhere and make it possible to purchase the prison. Once that prison is open for federal prisoners, that's going to be huge. It's going to create somewhere between 2,000 and 4,000 direct jobs. No one's direct and indirect jobs. No one's quite sure. But everybody's on the same page that Gitmo's not coming, that the federal prison should be open at Thompson. So now it's a matter of doing the accounting on it.
Congressman, before we let you go, and we know what a busy day you have all lined up, what can you tell us about what's the latest with Embry-Riddle?
Well, we continue to work with them on providing various alternatives. I'm always confident and that we're going to land them, because we have things in Illinois that Houston cannot offer, such as students. Slightly necessary. whenever you want to have a university, because only, I think, less than 8% of Embry-Riddle students at their Arizona and Florida campuses come from the Midwest. And they're looking to expand their student base, so naturally that would be the Midwest. Plus, Houston doesn't have the Stockholm Inn, so they don't stand a chance.
Swedish pancakes close many deals. Not many people are aware of that, but you know, some lingonberries can get a deal done.
Yes, that's correct.
Congressman, as always, we appreciate you taking time to be on with us this morning.
We'll talk to you later.
Take care. Thank you. Congressman Don Manzullo, it's 8:50.